This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
Last week we began a discussion with Penny Bailey of the Health Department, and I want to thank her for joining us again. And we're going to talk a little bit more today about the Women's Health Division of the Yancey County Health Department. We were talking last week that people could come in on a sliding scale. You will help them to whatever extent you can, and if they have limited funds or no insurance, and you can work with people to overcome that issue, right?
Exactly. We're there for the public's health, and that means that those that can't afford also are part of that public.
Now, part of your services that you offer women are dealing with family planning and birth control and that sort of thing, and you provide those services through your nurse practitioner, as I understand it.
Yes, our nurse practitioner has been working at this particular area for years.
And everything that a woman would talk to you about is kept in strictest confidence.
Right. The federal law mandates that anybody that is of childbearing age, that the information about family planning, which might include some information about STDs, is kept confidential.
Tell us what STDs.
Sexually transmitted diseases.
Okay. So there's two issues here for women prior to going into family if they're sexually active. One is preventing unintended births, and the other is diseases which might be transmitted.
Diseases that might be transmitted, and the third is to make sure their body's healthy and ready to carry a child and have a healthy outcome.
Now, women who are sexually active, the risk of with sexually transmitted diseases is sometimes you don't even know that you have these diseases, but they can affect you long term.
Yes, some sexually transmitted diseases, such as chlamydia, is asymptomatic, and you don't know you have it, and you're totally innocent. You go into your first your prenatal care visit, you find out you're pregnant, and they'll start. I think the second visit they check you for sexually transmitted diseases because they can be passed on to the baby. They can also keep you from having any future children. That's when you find out, oh my gosh, I have chlamydia or I have gonorrhea. And then your partner has to be treated or anybody that you've had contact with. But it will allow for the baby to be born healthy. But we're seeing an increase in all over the United States in young people as young as middle school age having sexually transmitted diseases. And these are some of the diseases that we had thought were pretty much very, very low statistics for years. But there have been some changes, and we won't get into that right now, as far as how children can learn about these things and young people can learn about them. And now we're seeing the outcome of that is sexually transmitted diseases are rampant.
Now, a lot of the births that you experience in this county are really unintended, right? I mean, what's the percentage?
Well, North Carolina is 48% unintended pregnancies, and in Yancey County, it's 39%. So it is lower than the state average, but it still is fairly high.
Still fairly high. So if people are sexually active, they really need to think about the long-term consequences of what they're doing and not just the immediate.
And what that means is out of 100 people, 39 pregnancies were unintended. And in the state, that means out of 100 people, 48 were unintended, so roughly half.
So, well, that's an interesting statistic. And if women want more information about this, can you give us your phone number, Penny, so they can get in touch with you?
Yes, the number at the health department is 682-6118. My extension is 35, but we have so many competent people at the health department, and they can direct you to the right place.
And if you forget those phone numbers, you can call us at the Family Violence Coalition or at Mitchell County Safe Place. Give them your number.
682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, that number is 765-4044. And both those numbers for the Family Violence Coalition and Safe Place are 24-hour numbers. And we'll try and continue this next time, and want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.